Welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I'm Cindy Talley. The sound you hear is Luke Clayton. That old rascal's out in the pasture practicing antler rattling. Luke, tell us a little bit about this technique.
Antler rattling is an old technique. It would be really interesting to know when it really began. I'm going to say probably maybe prehistoric man were beating antlers together to attract deer, you know, to get deer in close. It's a fun way to hunt, a very exciting way to hunt. The premise of it is just you get out in the woods in an area where the bucks are rutting or during the breeding season. It usually works best during the peak of the rut. You can rattle them in really well in pre-rut. That's before the breeding season really kicks off. And really, I've rattled in bucks during late season too, a lot of them. White-tailed buck is just a curious animal, and especially during the rutting season, the whole reason he's coming in is he hears two bucks fighting, and he's either going to get in on the action or he's going to go over and try to steal the girlfriend that these bucks are fighting over. So it's very, very effective. Now, I have a hunt planned in another week way out in West Texas, a big 10,000-acre ranch. Rattling forks are made by Stephen Ray, the gentleman that I'm going to be hunting with. Stephen has rattled in thousands of bucks in his life, and he's pretty much perfected these very heavy rattling antlers. They are a little bit unconventional looking. Our listeners can go to hppr.org and look at Stephen with these rattling antlers, but they're like a... If you were to compare them to a real buck, it would be an extremely heavy horned fork horn, two points on either side, but they're made to make the sound carry a long, long way. So that's the reason that the rattling forks are so effective. And we're going to be hunting out in some big canyon country where, I mean, you know, sound can carry a long, long way if it's the right sound. A good way to start rattling, start your sequence, is to just get in an area where you expect bucks to be, with some good visibility, where like a canyon or open country, a field edge where you can see a good ways. And I usually start off with, you know, just kind of clicking the antlers together, not making a full-out battle sound, just not like two bucks trying to kill each other, just a little sound to perk curiosity among animals that might be real close. But in about, oh, say 5 minutes, if I haven't seen movement in front of me or to the side, I'll start really whacking those antlers. And if you've ever heard two bucks fighting, there's no exact way. You can't rattle antlers wrong, I don't think, as long as you rattle them loud and long, long enough for an animal maybe 500-600 yards away under the right conditions to hear you and close the distance and come up within rifle or bow range. I really enjoy rattling with a partner. In other words, have a shooter out in front of me and me be back in the brush or behind where I can see well. But the most important thing is that the shooter can see. These old bucks, a lot of times they'll circle on you. And if the wind's blowing, they'll make a circle and come into that sound from downwind. Not always. Percentage of the time I've had bucks just come right barreling right on into the sound. So you got to be ready, but I'm going to tell you, even a little small buck can really get your adrenaline pumping when he runs up within about 25 yards of you and the hair on the back of his neck standing up and he's looking for a fight. So if you've never done any antler rattling, give it a try. It's not rocket science and it can be a very, very productive way to get big bucks in close.
Thanks, Luke. I'll let you get back to practicing. Folks, you can find more information about Stephen and his antlers on our website, hppr.org. I'll see you next week.
Support for High Plains Outdoors with Luke Clayton is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, Snap Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hunter Supply, Rhino Steel Buildings, and R&L Airgun Supply.